This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain is releasing another $100 million to help Ukraine, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Sunday, and promised fresh efforts to rally international opinion against Russia's invasion. The $100 million to be provided via the World Bank is in addition to the $290 million of overall aid support to Ukraine. That's according to a statement from Downing Street. The new funding will go towards keeping key state functions operating, it added. The British leader will receive the Dutch and Canadian prime ministers Monday, Justin Trudeau and Mark Rutte, and they will visit a Royal Air Force base before holding a joint news conference. Tuesday, Johnson will meet the leaders of the four Visegrad countries, Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia. This week's meetings are part of a six-point plan that Johnson's office unveiled Saturday, designed to ensure Russia's invasion of Ukraine fails. A convoy of evacuees was not able to leave Ukraine's besieged city of Mariupol Sunday because Russian forces continued shelling despite a temporary ceasefire agreement, local authorities said. Pro-Russian separatists and Ukraine's National Guard are accusing each other of failing to establish a humanitarian corridor out of the city, the second time the sides attempted to arrange it. If you'd like more on this and other stories of the day, make sure to visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. We have several ways for you to keep in touch and to keep up to date for all the news of the day. Ukraine.